Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's Del Olaleya and John Granato.
It's Del Olaleya, Del Olaleya, Del Olaleya
and John Granato. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios,
it's Del Olaleya and John Granato.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Del, along with John, on the board today here as Lance continues to hang with his schnitzels. Or he's Frenchie today, huh?
I don't know where he is. I just know he took some liberties he shouldn't have taken with what he thinks is our relationship.
He's texting you in the middle. See, I don't think he understands the whole time zone thing.
Well, then he's...
That's a possibility.
Then he's dopey, then.
Well...
I guess maybe I'm stating the obvious.
I think he's oblivious. I don't know if he's dopey.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
So, look, we do a morning show. You guys all know. And it's not an actual real job, so I'm not complaining too much. But... you have to get up at a certain time to be ready. And I got up a little later because I'm not doing the producing things. So I can roll in here about maybe 10 minutes later. But Lance texts me at about 4:20 in the morning with a video of a comedian who happens to look like one of the producers here. Like Sean Mapes looks like Cam Rising, the quarterback at Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently Lance found another person he looks like, a comedian I've never heard of. And he sends me a video. And because... I'm so fearful of oversleeping and not getting in on time. I don't silence my notifications just in case someone goes, "Hey, where are you?" and they text me, and that'll get me up. But I don't need to text at 4:20 in the morning.
And then you can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, I'm done for. It's over,
Lance.
So,
Lance.
And this is coming off having to watch the Astros,
right? Staying up late watching that crap.
Yeah. So it's been a crappy last 10 hours, mostly because of Lance and the Astros, too.
Thank you, Lance, for nothing, jerk. Thanks.
Always been a
even
jerk.
When you're not here.
You're still trash ass Lance. I don't know if that translates into French. I'll figure it out. But that's your trash ass Lance across continents.
Oh, trash ass Lance. Mon ami, Pepe Le Pew. Well, that's it.
I don't think they ever say that.
I'm pretty sure the French say that all the time.
I don't think that's part
Mon
of their
ami, Pepe Le Pew.
I don't think those two particular things come together in any real French person sentence.
So now guess what? If the Astros lose today, they have to sweep Arizona. And all Seattle has to do is split with the Rangers, and they still aren't in. That's how bad this was last night. That's how bad that was.
I thought it was when they have to win today to avoid that. And then, so even if they swept the Mariners, win today and then win the series against the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then all they need is for a split.
Brian McTaggart, Wednesday's game is massive, okay? Here's the deal. How big is Wednesday's game? If the Astros lose, they would have to sweep Arizona if the Mariners just split the four games with the Rangers. They would have to sweep. They would get in if they sweep and the Mariners split.
Yeah, if they lose. It would take them taking out the Diamondbacks, who are fighting for playoff positioning as well, and then a split of the four-game series.
If they split... the four-game series, the Astros have to sweep.
Yes, if they lose today.
Right.
Later tonight.
Right. If they lose today, because, boy, you really saved a really crappy game. And the difference between yesterday and game one was take advantage. First inning, bases loaded. You can't get a run home. Are you kidding me? You can't get one run home. just crap. Situational hitting this season has been just awful.
And we know George Kirby, at least if we're going by what he said earlier, doesn't have the strongest mental fortitude. So maybe if you jumped on him, particularly after what happened the night before and how the Mariners have been struggling, that could have torpedoed him in that game. Yet they get out of it. The momentum swings their way, and then Javier did Javier things.
Oh, Javier, Montero. Holy crap. Talk about a gas can. Well, nice job bringing him in. Montero had about 3 weeks of decent pitching this year. About 3 weeks. And he's throwing them out there. And John Singleton pinch hitting with the bases loaded with Brantley sitting there?
Well, Dusty had a reason for that.
Okay. You want to hear the reason? You want to hear the reason why he batted? Dusty said Michael Brantley was available but opted for John Singleton because we were down a bunch of runs and thought Singleton gave them the best shot of an extra base hit or home run. He just missed that ball. That's why we got him. That situation. Well, I'm pretty sure that at some point, John Singleton has proven to you that he is no longer the guy for that situation. You want to know why? Because John Singleton is hitting 197. He's got a 328 OPS. His slugging is 328. He's got a 633 OPS this season. 633, 328 slugging, 306 on base. He's hitting 197. This guy has been awful. He hit two home runs in a game and hasn't done anything since. Not anything. And you bring him up in one of the most critical situations in the season and decide this is your best option. Wow.
And then I didn't want to use Michael Brantley because it takes him a while to warm up, and we're going to need him for tomorrow. Does that mean he's going to play, or is he just going to be available today? What does that mean? We need him for tomorrow. Do you think that means he's going to be in the lineup, or does it just mean we if he swung the bat today, he would be so banged up from doing it that he wouldn't be available for us to not use him tomorrow? What? Because the wording doesn't suggest that he's going to throw him in the lineup. It just means he might not be available if I pinch hit him today.
Right. And it takes him – well, if it takes him a long time to warm up early.
Yeah.
You're getting paid $12 million, or whatever he's getting paid. He's been $12 million guy. I don't know what he is. Maybe I think it is $12 million. $12 million, you've played four games. Get warmed up. I mean, you had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He could at least warm up.
Yeah, if I got to sit through that, we haven't even got into the defense. If I have to sit through that, Michael Brantley, you know, the Kawhi Leonard of the team, I don't know if Kawhi Leonard would warm up for a chance to come into a game late. Probably not. He would just start it because that's how it works in basketball. But how long does it take Michael Brantley? Does it take from the time the first runner gets on base in the seventh to the time Singleton comes up to warm up? Because why wasn't that the plan? As soon as the guy got on base,
might need a pinch hitter here.
You might want to start getting ready to go.
He wasn't warmed up? What?
It takes him a while.
John Singleton? Rafael Montero? Oh, gosh. These decisions are, I swear, what is the deal? This is critical baseball. Critical to play in the postseason, and you're making decisions that are just like, well, that was the guy we thought. What? That guy?
This is what we got him for. No, we all figured out he's not the guy you want in that situation. I can't believe it was a case of our other option, the better option, wasn't warm enough. I don't know if there's footage of it. Did we see Michael Brantley getting warmed up, would have been the next batter? Because how long would it have taken?
Longer. Apparently, it takes him a week or so to get warmed up. It would have taken longer. It's taken too long. 10 hits wasted. Jose Altuve. Oh, my gosh. I love him. Love him. Love Jose Altuve. He's the greatest Houston player in any sport ever. But my goodness, that throw, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? And he even admitted it. He said, terrible throw. I don't think I had a chance, but the adrenaline of the game, I tried to do too much and put the team in a bad situation. I have to hold the ball there and give the pitcher the opportunity to play for a double play. I put the team in a bad situation. He really did. And Javier only gave up. He gave up four runs. Three were earned. I thought they should have all been unearned. All of them. All of them should have been unearned. All of his runs. That was all. You're playing your crappiest baseball. You couldn't have been worse in clutch situations, which is not how this team has been. You couldn't have been worse in the field making three errors on just what were that was a ridiculous play by Altuve. He had no chance of getting him. Zero chance of getting him. And he throws the ball into the stands. It just is. And then Bregman, that ball that Tucker throws from right, that's an error on Tucker? Are you kidding me? It goes right between Bregman's legs, and that's an error on Tucker? That's awful. Bregman, you saved your worst baseball for the end here. He's been terrible. It's just been awful, awful, awful. So un-Astro-like. This is so un-Astro-like. What in the heck happened to our team? This is why we've loved them, because they've been so clutch, and this is the least clutch team. This is like the...
Don't do it. I feel like you're going to say something very slanderous.
No,
our guys, the Hometown Nine.
The Hometown Nine is not... This is not our guys. These are not our guys. These are not the guys that we've watched for the last 6 years. Now, it's 7 years that we're going on this baseball team, and it's not the same team for whatever reason. They've lost all of that mojo that they had. They better pick it up tonight. You cannot lose this game tonight. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Greg Kessinger will get the start at first. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's, I laugh, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not. Gray, what you doing? You feel good? I got to use all my guys. Better put Gray in there.
And Michael Brantley still ain't warm, so.
No.
So we got to switch the lineup around.
My goodness, there's no urgency. Dusty has no urgency. Zero urgency.
He wasn't.
This is what.
It takes him a while to warm up, so I use John Singleton. I can't believe that's the reasoning. And we need him for tomorrow. My follow-up would have been, so he's playing tomorrow? Or is he just, you didn't, or one swing of the bat would have ruined Michael Brantley for the rest of the year? When he doesn't play, when he's not in the starting lineup tonight, not that my head will explode because that's hyperbole. It's going to be a lot of shaking my head going, what are we doing? What are we doing? If he is not in Dusty's lineup, and Jeremy Branham does the thing he always does and goes, what's wrong with Dusty's lineup? I'm going to say, that's wrong because of what he said last night.
It's so frustrating. This team is the same team. What happened to it? What the hell happened to it?
Maybe Lance was right, just not their year.
No, this is ridiculous. Whatever happened to this team? They're not the same. They're all in something. Somebody's in their bodies. Something happened.
They're very.
The Monstars are in their bodies.
They're very Rockets-like.
Oh my gosh!
It reminds me of those Rockets teams who never came through. What, like, turn the ball over at half court in a big
James
situation?
Harden team?
Yeah, turn the ball over in the Western Conference Finals.
This is very James Harden-ish.
And at the half court. Forget about the 0-for-27 stuff.
No defense.
The mental mistakes. Yeah. It all feels very similar. Just not an Astros thing. It feels like a 2017 or 2016 to 18, 19 Rocket thing.
0-for-27.
All of it.
All of it. That feels like all of it. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on last night's game? You're more than welcome. It was gross. It was just gross. They've had one big win in the last 2 weeks. They had the Orioles 2-1 win. But this
imagine avoiding sweeps at the hands of the Royals and the A's.
I am not counting them as big 7-1 Royals win. I'm not counting that as that's what should have happened every single game.
And Dez says something that I think is true. People have been saying that since before June, and they got beat down with it's on X month. I think she's talking about how this is not who they are. They are. This is who they are.
This is who they are.
I mean, all this. This is not our Astros.
This is more what they are.
Yes, it is. Yeah. This is who they've been this year. It's a long enough sample size, an old baseball marathon, mm-hmm. not a sprint. But we're in game 150. We're going on game 158.
Yep.
I feel like this is who they are.
We know who they are. They are what they are. Yep. There's no question. Time for me to talk about the Chastangs, Chastang Ford. I'm going there today, as a matter of fact, or they're going to deliver. I don't know which is going to happen, but they go to my truck, and I'm going to get it back, and the service has been excellent. They're so good. I don't know. If you've got a fleet of vehicles, not only can they fix your vehicles, they'll come to you and fix them. That they've got a customized transit van that they can go and they can fix. If you've got vehicles that need fixing and you don't have to bring it to them, they'll come to you. That's how good Chastang Ford is. That's how good they are. 2023 right now, Mustang Mach-Es. You can lease a Mach-E for only $449 a month or 0% for 60 months plus $2,000 bonus cash. That's a great, great starter car for somebody. A 2023 F-150, they're offering $15,000 off on the 2023 F-150 trucks. They got in stock and ready to be delivered. I was on the lot the other day. Man, you should see the lineup. They've got all of those vehicles lined up. The Expeditions out the wazoo. What are you looking for? That's a great family car. I had that for years for the family. The Expedition is awesome. You're looking for the best car at the best price, a transparency, no hidden surprises, no hidden add-ons, no markups, all at ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch!
I'm Odin Finch.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 7378033776. Dusty even said it. He's sick of guys getting hit. Chas McCormick got hit by a pitch last night in the ninth. And he had to break Greg Kessinger. Well, he had to use Greg Kessinger. We knew that. Greg Kessinger came in and run for him, but he's got a contusion on his lower back. There's a chance he doesn't play tonight. No.
Yeah, he said he's sore, pretty sore, and he thinks he's okay, but we'll see how it goes overnight and how he feels getting up in the morning.
If it wasn't this big a game, there has to be some retaliation.
Yes, I mean,
you know what? You throw one. If it would be so sweet if he could throw one so badly it would hit Scott Service in the face. Okay, that would be what I would want. Scott Service is a bleep starter. Scott Service, the manager of the Mariners, is the worst bleep starter in baseball. Yeah, he's always got, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Mariners didn't do it. I'm just so disgusted with the Mariners. I can't even tell you. That is the team. I hate the Rangers too, but the Mariners. They're because Scott Service is such a. He is. I don't like Scott. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Just put it to you that
I can way. Tell. I'm looking at the video right now, and that's nasty.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And Scott, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if Scott Service didn't say, somebody's got to dot somebody.
And for what reason? Other than what?
They're up big.
So
because that's Scott Service. Because that's Scott Service.
We're up big. No chance to lose this game. Let's just throw one right in his kidney.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always, look, my disdain for baseball guys is, I'm very public about it, but the whole I'm going to throw a projectile at some guy at nearly 100 miles an hour to make a point.
That's just baseball.
It's asinine.
That's just baseball.
Yeah, Chas McCormick just standing up there. Has no history, as far as I can tell, with the Mariners causing a problem. We know he wasn't part of the teams that got everyone pissed off because of the cheating thing. So what purpose other than, hey, we're going to send a message in a 6-1 game?
Yeah.
What message are you sending?
Yeah, just here, take this with you. This with you as you go.
I'd actually respect it more if the reason they did it is so because they didn't want McCormick in the lineup the next day. That actually serves a purpose. It's dirty and cheap, but it serves a purpose. I don't want to see McCormick in the lineup the next day, so we're going to dot him so we don't have to see him.
Yeah.
Don't
forget, McCormick had a game-winning hits against them earlier this year.
So this is what I'm saying. Maybe they didn't like the way around the bases, whatever. But this is what I'm saying. If you did it because you didn't want a good player in the lineup the next day,
okay,
it would almost be understandable. But if it's just because, hey, we're up, let's hit a guy, this is why I can't stand baseball people.
Yeah. That's baseball. That's just baseball. All right. That's my bish imitation. That's just baseball.
Tip the cap.
You got to tip your cap to. No, I'm not tipping my cap to the Mariners ever or Scott Service. Scott Servais is the worst human in baseball. In baseball, Scott Servais is the worst human. He starts
worse
more
than
crap.
Angel Hernandez?
No, no, nobody's worse. That's, see, he's not.
Hey, check not yourself fair. A little bit.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. You said the worst human in baseball. You mean the worst non-umpire in baseball?
Non-umpire in baseball. Umpires don't count.
They're in baseball.
He and Laz Diaz.
See?
Angel Hernandez, Laz Diaz.
I just need you to.
CB. He's awful.
Just put some perspective on things.
Right, right. No, they're the worst. They're the worst humans. There's no question. Let's get Brian and Pearland in here. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning. John Dowd, I don't completely put everything on Dusty. I mean, look, he's working with the crap he has to work with. I partially put half of this season on Jim Crane for operating for 3 months without a GM, thinking, oh, Jeff Bagwell's got control of this. We're good. No reason. You know, I just fired my GM, but there's no reason. You know, he knows what he's doing. Let's sign Montero to a, you know, $41 million contract for the next 3 years. Let's sign an aging Jose Abreu, you know, to $20 million a year. So I put some of that on him. Now, granted, Jim Crane didn't launch the ball into the dugout last night. That's on Altuve. It's just they've been doing this all year. I saw it kind of back in May. This team just looked different. And I couldn't put my finger on what it was, but to have the second most unearned runs in the American League given up is, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I think they said we're right up there with the Mariners and Airs, but they at least get out of their trouble, and we just give it up. So, I mean, it's frustrating. You hope you come back tonight. Bryce Miller is gettable. I thought if we lost the game in this series, it would be last night, just because we don't hit Kirby well. But, yeah, no clutch hitting. You got to be able to at least get one run in the first to get some momentum going. When you have bases loaded in the first and one out, but I don't think Jim Crane is completely devoid of blame here after running 3 months in an off season with no general manager, thinking we got this, no big deal. So hopefully they come back and get this, and then I think the Diamondbacks are gettable, but they're not a bad team. So, you know, I guess this weekend go Mariners for at least half of them. So that's all I got.
All right.
Good show, guys.
No, I think you make a lot of valid points. It was at that time without the general manager was one of the worst times that we've seen in the last in the last decade, because they were putting this thing together back in 14. They were putting this thing together that led to 15 being a playoff year. In the last decade, those were some of the worst decisions. Giving a 38-year-old, this is a 36-year-old at a 3-year, $60 million contract is exactly what Jim Crane is always avoiding in long-term contracts. So Kyle Tucker will be about his age in the last 3 years of his deal, of his 10-year deal. But Jim Crane won't give it to him because he doesn't want the last 3 years of that 10-year deal. Well, he gave that to Jose Abreu, $20 million a year in basically the last 3 years of his career.
You think if you put, I don't know, next time he'll be do any public stuff, Jim Crane, as far as answering baseball questions. You think if you pose that scenario and that comparison to him, he would be stunned by it or taken aback or talk himself out of reasoning it? Because it makes sense as far as why do one thing if you won't do the other. You're going to get, what, 6-7 years of good Kyle Tucker, but you don't want that because you want to avoid the last three of that arduous contract on your neck, but you'd rather just pay Jose Abreu short term for the same crap.
Right. So Jose Abreu, and he looked awful. Now Jose Abreu has really been better over the last month or so. He's really been better. So much so that how he was talking about John Singleton and his, you can't put him up in that situation because of his 633 OPS. Jose Abreu has 524 at-bats this year. He has a 667 OPS. He's just barely better than John Singleton, who has 61 at-bats. Jose Abreu has 524. Jose Abreu looked like Jose Abreu. There are some times that Jose Abreu is at the plate, you're just like, I don't think he really wants to be there. He takes some swings. You know, he has come up with a couple of hits that, of late that were really, really big. but they're so few and far between that it's just this amazing. And we got two more years of this. Two more years of watching his navel. and him with the chains and the belly button, all seeing everything.
That's a look. Look, I've seen people talk about Zach Wilson can't wear that headband if he's going to be this bad at quarterback. That look he's rocking,
yeah.
You can't be as poor at the plate as you are and rock that look. You have to be really good, and people, look at Abreu because he's great at the plate.
Oh, he's fun.
Yeah, but if you're that bad, you gotta put on an undershirt at least.
No. Italians think it's too much.
Hey.
I'm Italian, and I feel like maybe you should button your shirt. I don't know. And that's my wife always. I like two buttons open, right?
Yeah. She's always telling you to button
that one. Can we button? Always, always. I'm like, come on, dude. And he's just barely better than John Singleton, who we can't even play anymore.
No, he can play.
You're getting criticized in game 158 for pinch hitting him. 157, whatever it was.
Yeah, but, you know, because Kawhi Leonard on the bench wasn't warm, so he couldn't. So John Singleton had to hit. You heard him, or we didn't hear him, but the quotes are out there.
That
from
was just
Dusty.
Like Alvarez when he came back. No, I got to save him. What? Wait a minute. What? You got to save? Well, I want him for the next nine games. You mean, but he could pinch hit? So one more, 24 more hours and the guy's going to be good, but we can't play him in this game?
If he played that night, it would have ruined him for the rest of the year. That was the worry. Or even pinch hitting.
I'm sorry. Listen, it's on all of them. It's on this whole organization.
It just
took a step back from what they've been.
Is there anyone without blame, do you think? Could we go through the roster and go?
Bennett Sousa.
He was good last night.
He's good. No, have you seen his numbers from previous stints? He was with Milwaukee. He had a 13.5. He was with the White Sox. He had an 8 ERA. He was awful. And he has been awesome.
He's awesome here.
He's awesome. That dude, he's the only one without blame. The only person this season without blame is Bennett Sousa.
I think Brian makes a good point. Maybe Abreu could have had an inside the park home run if there wasn't so much drag because his shirt's open. If he had closed that shirt, maybe he would have been able to get around the bases faster.
He doesn't understand, right, aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics. You close that shirt, you eliminate some of the drag, you go faster.
728. ESPN, he can't be a NASCAR driver.
No.
Too much drag.
Uh-huh.
Too much drag. Taking a break. 713-780-3776. Come on in. Hang with us here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
It is by the juice of Sapu that thoughts acquire speed. The lips acquire stains. Stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
732 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here. It's been all Astros this morning. You want to continue that? You can. I guess we'll move on to something else, I guess. But the season on the line tonight with Framber. You can't ask for a better guy on the mound than Framber Valdez. But it doesn't get any bigger for our Houston team than this tonight, okay? Framber Valdez going against Miller. And Bryce Miller.
You say you can't ask for anyone better. This is the same Framber who gave up 6 earned runs in his last start?
Yeah, he's your game one starter, regardless. I guess it would be I guess it's questionable whether or not it would be Verlander or Framber. But
I will say one thing: that was a home game, so Framber on the road, and much like this team, I feel better about last night. Notwithstanding, he was awful against the Royals at home. Great against them on the road, and 2 consecutive starts against the Royals. So hopefully, the trend continues. This remarkable dumbass trend where the team is much better on the road. Hopefully Framber is too.
So Bryce Miller tonight, last time he faced the Astros, 6 1/3, gave up 2 hits. The previous time this year he faced the Astros, Six innings, two hits, five strikeouts and one walk. Bryce Miller has owned our team. Okay, so pretty much this is terrible. Yiner Diaz is 2-for-3 against him. He's the only guy with multiple hits against this guy. The only guy in the lineup. Or that he's probably not in the lineup. He's not even going to be in the lineup tonight. No, he's not going to be in the lineup tonight with Fromber on the mound. There's no chance he's going to be in the lineup. Jose Abreu 0-for-2. Career. Altuve 0-for-3. Yordan 1-for-4. Bregman 0-for-6. Yiner 2-for-3. Dubon 0-for-5. Maldonado 1-for-4. The only guy they've in 38 at bats against Bryce Miller. The Astros have four hits.
That's comforting. The stats you're laying out for tonight makes everyone feel great. The only I will counter with, at least the team is hitting the baseball in Seattle. I mean, you mentioned the 10 runs didn't lead anything because they were not clutch. The nine hits the night before and the five runs, so they are seeing the ball well. I guess in Seattle. Hopefully the hits come in bigger situations with runners on the base paths, because losing 2 out of 3 to Seattle and having them in full control of their fate, it makes it a very daunting task to have to ask the team to go sweep the Diamondbacks. While the Rangers have dominated the Mariners recently, asking the Mariners to lose another 2 out of 4 ain't crazy. I'm more concerned about the Astros getting a sweep in Arizona. I don't have much faith, so I'm going to agree with you once again, like I agree with you about Monday night's game.
This is the biggest game.
Biggest game of the season.
No, this one is the biggest game of the season. It's not even close. And so Bryce Miller, who four hits in 38 at-bats against this guy, he's got an 8-6 record. He's got a 4.17 ERA.
What about
a 4.17?
Why are we pretending like any of this makes sense? What about the Royals pitcher who was 4-17 on the year and shut down the Astros for 5 innings? What about that guy? Why are we pretending like it should make any sense what's going on with this team and the history we think should continue this year? They are who they are, and it's nonsensical. It's frustrating. Why wouldn't he be great against them?
So as far as Fromber goes against this team, well, Teoscar hits him. He's 3-for-10. Ty Francis 4-for-19. J.P. Crawford 6-for-21. Otherwise, he's done a pretty good job against he's Fromber. But this Bryce Miller, wow, he's impossible to hit. You know what, with his 4.17 ERA, he's impossible to hit. Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I got a few things, man. So this past weekend, I told you I was in the New York area. I was in Jersey for the weekend, and I wanted pizza. I've been on the road. I've been eating my own sandwich stuff, blah, blah, blah. So I looked for this little hole in the wall. They delivered. John, it was a margarita pizza, and I added sausage on it. Hands down, best pizza I've ever had. And then to top it off, when I was talking to them, I was asking them what I wanted. Oh, we got these meatballs. We got the meatballs, those best meatballs you'll ever have in your life, man. So that was a good experience. Two. The Tucker contract, right? You're talking about how they don't want to offer the 10 years. What if the scenario right here? What if they say, what if Tucker's representation says this? How about the last 3 years you give me $20 million, and then you front load the 7, you divide the whatever it is the difference in. Do you think they would be too scared to do that because of what Abreu's doing, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I think they just don't do that anyway. They see there's no contract. There has been no contract where the last 3 years of a 10-year deal has been good for the team. Now, every major player, every superstar is getting those long, and they're getting longer. They're getting 13-year deals. Harper got, 13 and 14-year deals. And it's not going to pay off. But you're also not going to ever be able to sign any stars. You're just not going to be
able
to.
Your own or anybody else's.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, Yordan is really going to regret that 5-year deal that he did. Bregman is coming up. What do you do with Bregman after next year? What do you do with him? He wanted. He said, "I want early money." So he got out of his arbitration years. Well, Yordan did the same. He took early money. Altuve took early money, and he got extended. But I don't know that you. I don't know that you play. Will Wagner is just crushing it right now. And maybe Will Wagner's a guy that's going to be able to come up and take, and that's where you save money. You're not going to get, you're giving Bregman $30 million this year. You're going to keep on doing $30 million for what the production that Bregman has given you? I don't think so.
Other than Altuve, do you think, considering the Astros policy, that the stars of this iteration, do you think any of them end their career as Astros?
Other than Altuve?
As far as the,
I think Yordan's
the everyday players.
Yeah. I think Yordan's got a chance. I think Tucker's going to be another casualty, just like all the other ones. But this is more Tucker's decision, I think, just looking at it, Tucker's like, I ain't taking one of them 5 years deals. Sorry, I ain't doing that. The Astros have been at the table with him, and he's just like, nope, I'm getting one of them long-term big deals. That's what I'm going to get. And the Astros are nope, we're not doing that. So he's not playing ball like Yordan, like Altuve, like Bregman did. He's just not doing that. But this Abreu deal just flies in the face of everything that you believe in, because you're giving him $20 million a year at the end of his career, which is exactly what you're avoiding with these long-term contracts. It flies in the face of everything. And it was when you didn't have a general manager.
But even if you didn't have a general manager, if Jim Crane still has a stance, did Wormtongue convince him? Who did it? How did Jeff Bagwell convince him that this was a good idea? General manager or not, you can always not make a decision and go, you know what, look, I don't have a general manager to advise me, but I know one thing. This is not what I do, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I can't blame not having a general manager on this, because this is his policy no matter who the general manager is, right? So why is this, in this case, did he make the decision? Jeff Bagwell that influential? It convinced Jim Crane to go against everything he stands for when it comes to contracts?
I don't think they looked at it that way. They looked at it, oh, it's just a three-year deal.
He's an old guy.
He's an old guy.
You're paying, which you don't like doing.
You won't give a 29-year-old Correa not Springer because he was older, or a Cole, or any of these guys who are coming up under 30, a Tucker who's going to be up under 30 for a big deal, but you'll give a 36-year-old a three-year deal? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. 742 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Doc Linville is what we're talking about now. Doc Linville is awesome. Doc Linville is somebody that can help you if your hair is thinning, if your hairline is receding, if you're starting to get yourself a little 9-iron divot out of the back. All of those things, Doc Linville is here for you. Now, it may be that you just get the PRP where he takes out your blood, mixes it up, and then reinserts it in your head to stimulate growth. That's fine. You can do that. Or you can get the neo-grafting, which is an easy, easy process, a wonderful process. It's not what it used to be where you cut and it's awful and it hurts. And he's got a 3-day anesthetic that's going to help you. I wish it was 3 years. That'd be totally sweet. You wouldn't feel anything ever. But he's got a 3-day anesthetic that is going to keep the pain at a minimum. I don't even say pain, a little discomfort when you do this, especially with a 3-day anesthetic. You're looking for the best way to get hair. It's affordable. Doc is giving you a discount right now where you can get up to $1,000 up off or more right now. If you're looking for the best way to do this, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 975.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We got some extra tickets to give away, huh?
That's for us. That's for someone who works here who wanted to go.
Oh.
Yeah, we gave away Guns N' Roses tickets. was it Monday?
We don't have any more?
No, that was for a potential person who works here who
might want to go. Level 100 tickets, too, by the way.
Well, I don't know if we're getting those, but we gave away level 100 tickets.
No, they're level 100, too.
Yeah. So you announced to the audience that someone here is going to get to go to Guns N' Roses.
Somebody here is going to Guns N' Roses.
Someone who works here.
Oh.
That's what Courtney goes, hey, I got some tickets. You guys might want to go.
I thought they were for giveaway.
Yeah, we did that on Monday.
Oh, okay. Guns N' Roses, by the way, 100 level. That's what we do as a station, all right? That's what we do for you. 713-780-37, and then we give them to our employees, too. That's why it's the best place to work in America.
In America?
In America.
Better than Google?
Yeah.
Better Google than sucks. Apple?
Better than X, okay?
Well, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Everywhere is better than working on X. Okay, you should never work on X ever.
Well, ever. It might be fun.
Interesting. Let's talk a little Texans. Brevin Jordan is turning into, and listen, a good quarterback can make he's making everybody look good except Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz took a short term deal here to get a future long term deal.
I don't know if that's working out so far.
Yeah.
So far.
Got a long way to go.
Dalton Schultz is better than he has shown here.
He's been a really good tight end. He was with the Cowboys, at least.
He was actually a go-to guy, and I was excited. The Dalton Schultz signing, that's the kind of signing, you know, that you start to build a team. Now, he is, like you said, he's taking a one-year deal here. He's probably going to be gone. Although, if he showed, you know, this could be a place where he could settle in, especially with a good quarterback. I think that Dalton Schultz is going to be better. But, boy, Brevin Jordan is starting to play, and actually that's good for Nick Caserio, no? That
another draft pick.
Yeah, that is actually playing, is actually contributing, because some of his really aren't and are making him look bad. Although, is C.J. Stroud saving Nick Caserio? Is he saving his legacy?
A good quarterback changes everything.
Yeah.
Think about the guys who – general managers who go on the hot seat, and they always go, take a young quarterback. It gives you more time. Now, if Cal is, how do I put this? If Cal can see through the nonsense, Cal would say, that was my decision. It wasn't yours.
Yeah.
You guys didn't want him. I made that decision, and I'm right. If Cal turns into Jerry Jones and makes all the football decisions, how good could this team be? He got the quarterback right.
Are you sure that wasn't
right?
Hannah telling him?
Well, either one. Whoever makes those decisions.
Cal, tell him to get the quarterback.
Get the tall quarterback.
Well, I was told by a listener yesterday who knows. Well, who just surmises. Didn't talk to anybody. But they were taking C.J. Stroud if they had the number one pick.
You were told that.
I was told that by a listener yesterday. So, yeah. They weren't going to take Bryce
but
Young.
But to get back to your original thing, yes, C.J. Stroud, if he's really good, it changes the thoughts on Nick Caserio. Now, the 2022 draft has been a disaster as far as the first rounders, and we talked about it quite a bit. But if you're hitting on C.J. Stroud, you're hitting on Will Anderson, you're hitting on Tank Dell, those are three big hits for you.
Really big hits. And because you've got your misses. Every general manager has misses.
And the first rounders are the ones that get highlighted, particularly when there are other players at those positions that were taken after your picks.
Yes.
That are doing well. We know about Sauce when he's not getting
that's the most cut
checked by Mac Jones. Also, Zion Johnson, who I think it was interviewed on this station, on this show at one point, because Lance had a connection, is starting every game for the Chargers. Young guy. Pretty good. So that's another guard that could have been taken. Instead, you took Kenyon Green, and that hasn't worked out.
Not at all. That's a big miss, big whiff. Is Christian Harris a big whiff yet?
We know linebacker play hasn't been great, and Christian Harris is chief among those issues. It's a new defense, so I'll give him time in this defense. And D'Amico loves his linebackers, and we know what he did for – he had a great one of Fred Warner, and that entire linebacker core in San Francisco has been really, really good. We'll see if he can, if at the end of the year, when he's been in the system for a while, we're talking about a different player. But so far, not great.
And I'll tell you what, the emergence of Blake Cashman, When Blake Cashman is running with Calvin Ridley on the first series of the game, now, it was, I don't know who designed that defense. It was a poorly designed defense. You don't want your white linebacker.
What does white have to do with anything?
Well, because.
What if Luke Kuechly was it?
It would have made everybody. D'Amico would have been, hey, why is that white guy running with Calvin Ridley?
That's what you say.
Well, I did say it at the time.
Yeah, I would say, why is that linebacker? Because okay. I don't see race, unlike yourself.
Okay, if he's not number 23 for San Francisco, I don't want any white guys running with anybody else.
If you don't want a running, if he's not a running back for San Francisco,
if he's not, his name's not McCaffrey, I don't want him running
down
with
the field
with Calvin Ridley. That's just against my everything I believe.
I mean, there has to be a lot of injuries for that in that San Francisco defense if he was doing that. but I'm trying to to your point. Outside of the white part of it, you don't want linebackers running with Calvin Ridley.
That's right. No, I'm against it. I'm totally any, especially the white ones. But here's the deal. Blake Cashman played his ass. Blake Cashman had an interception. Blake Cashman was pretty good at coverage. He was actually running right there. The ball was perfectly thrown, and Calvin Ridley missed it. But here's D'Amico on Monday talking about Blake Cashman.
Blake stepped in for us. He played physical. He played fast. He did a really good job in coverage. But most importantly, Blake did a great job of attacking the football, and that's what we want. That changes game. So Blake was able to recover a fumble there after the hit from E. Murray, and also with an excellent interception, big-time catch by him, just an instinctive play, heads-up play, great awareness, great feel for route concepts. So it's credit to Blake and what he did. It was big-time plays by him.
Blake Cashman may have played the best of the three games. He may have played the best linebacker in that game that we've seen this season. Blake Cashman might have to play. And you know what? D'Amico's got no – of course, he is an Alabama guy, Christian Harris. He's and Henry Toa as well. But you might have to just eat that whole, oh, well, Alabama, and just have to play Blake Cashman, because Blake Cashman is playing some good football. And you need somebody who's got – he is instinctive. He's really instinctive. He's making plays out there that the other linebackers just aren't.
Even though he's white.
Surprisingly, okay.
No, that would be given. No, you know, he would be given credit for being instinctive. You know, more quick than fast. Coach's son, instinctive.
Right.
Uses that to overcome his physical limitations, stuff like that.
Right.
So you shouldn't be surprised about him being instinctive.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was. That was a little racist of me. Maybe
a little. Okay. A little bit. Yeah.
No. A little bit. The rest of it really wasn't. I still am going to stick to my initial assessment.
Like,
I don't want white guys covering Calvin Ridley.
I would just say we don't want slow guys or linebackers. I don't want Denzel Perryman covering Calvin Ridley.
No. Yeah, no. Anybody.
Look, yeah. D'Amico had Fred Warner, and he could carry receivers down the seam. You don't have one of those guys here. Don't do that here.
Look at Cashman. Look at
Fred
Warner.
No, not that. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Did you know that Fred Warner is Latin? I didn't know that beforehand, but it was like Latino heritage thing for the NFL this week, and apparently Fred Warner, I think might be half
Mexican
or
something.
Yeah,
but what did Tiger Woods say? Oh, no.
Don't do what Tiger Woods said.
No. If Tiger Woods robbed a bank,
that's what you're. Who was that?
Collie.
Yes.
They wouldn't be saying, oh. A Cavalier Asian robbed the bank. No, they say black guy robbed a bank. Right?
I don't want to be in this area with you right
Fred
now.
Okay, Fred Warner. Okay.
I don't want to be in this area with you. He's half Mexican-American, Fred Warner.
He doesn't get credit for that, right?
Well, the NFL did this week. They gave I don't know who you want to get credit, but they gave Mexico credit for him.
Nice. Thank you.
So, Fred Warner, great
life. About time Mexico got some credit in the NFL.
All he had to do was get an all-pro linebacker that no one knew was Mexican.
Right.
Fred Warner can do that because he's Fred Warner, one of the best linebackers in the game. Blake Cashman.
Although he was running with him.
He was there.
Good.
He was right. D'Amico was like, if he had any ability to turn his head to the football, he might have made a play.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting crushed by Calvin Ridley.
But I still don't like it. I don't want that anymore.
And why is that again?
I mean, pretty obvious, I think. I mean, do I have to spell it
no,
out?
No, you've said it
like
quite.
Like I've said it.
You said it quite a bit. You don't have to spell it out, no.
Do I have to spell it out now? W-H-I-T-E?
No, you didn't.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
No.
Okay.
I wish you would have spelled Caucasian, see how long it would took.
No, too long. I'm not doing all that. I'm tired. I'm tired from watching Astros baseball
boy,
suck last
boy,
night.
Boy, did that suck. What time is it? And I got to watch this?
9 o'clock tonight again.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not going to be able to take a nap today because I got to golf.
Aw.
Awful.
Aw. You can't nap because you're going to go play golf?
Yeah.
Aw.
That's on me. That's totally on me. NFL season is here. College football is here. Baseball playoffs are almost here without the Astros. They're almost here. Okay. And we've got all of these things that you can bet on. The basketball season is around the corner. You want to sign up at my book? It's football season, though. This is when we bet. This is when we want to win. This is when we want to get in there. This is what we're most excited about. This is what we know the most about. You love your college football team. You love your pro football team. You want to bet on them. You want to have some more on them. Or you just want to be able to enjoy the Monday night game or whatever game it is. Well, or WNBA playoffs, I don't know. But here's the deal is if you're looking for the best way to win, get paid, you've got the first two legs of a parlay hit, you can cash out early. You can't ever do that anywhere else. You've got a no strings attached cash bonus that you can withdraw quickly. And you can't do that anywhere else. It's all happening at MyBookie. You got casino gambling. You got the easiest website to navigate. It's awesome. If you're looking for the best way to win, get paid, it's all at MyBookie. But you got to put in promo code BET975. Otherwise, you don't get that cash bonus. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.